minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming. Show us number five, King. Where's number five? Show us five. Where's five? Hold it up. All right. Clap for King. Clap for King. All right. King, show us number one. All right. Clap for King. Clap for King. Okay. King. Show us number two. Number two, King. All right, clap for King.
It's like that. That's what I'm talking about, bro. All
right.
Clap for King. That's my boy.
That's you need people to gas you up like that. Hey man, listen.
We had one of these days, we got to start one of these shows on a positive note, since every time you want to start playing like a, I just nitty. Like,
I don't play that. I don't play that at the beginning. I never played that one at the beginning, just so you fucking know.
I like to fuck.
Listen, it's episode something. This is Blurge in the Hood. I'm your resident supervisor, Jay Washington.
Are you okay? I'm the swaggy Blurge Winston A. Marshall.
Nigga, I'm still a little just through the weekend.
We both are. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Thank y'all for everybody who had to watch the two-part episode on Thursday because of somebody who
ended it. That was hilarious. Let's be real.
This thing was like, really, all right, funny. I'm out of here. What did I do? Nigga, you ended the whole show. Yeah. And luckily, I was able to put it together at the podcast feed for everybody to listen to the podcast. So it just sounds like one straight through episode. But the views on YouTube, everybody was like, wait, what happened to the... Oh, nigga, you can't close the door. I can hear all that.
Closed. It is closed.
The fuck
come
is it?
Wall.
Okay, come through the walls. Okay, all right. So yeah, so that's that. What else did I want to say? Thank you, everybody. That if you wish this nigga a birthday, all that shit. Let's just get right. God damn it! Look, nigga.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment,
man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
You had to throw an extra nigga in there when the whole video called me
a nigga. just nigga.
My mama didn't name me. Ah. Say it, nigga. Say my name.
Shout out to the only show on YouTube, regular television, that will constantly have Boondocks references any chance they get. All right, cool.
Any single time. I might have to add that one in there. Ah, it's not my name. My mama didn't name me. Ah.
My mama didn't name me. Ah.
Dude, I swear to God, Gary Anthony Williams gets funnier and funnier every single. Because wait, no, that's not Gary. It's Cedric. Cedric Yarbrough. Yeah, Cedric Yarbrough does because he does Tom as well. He does Tom and Stink Meter. Anyway, had an awesome birthday. Thank you to each and every single person that was rocking with us. I appreciate that so much. Got a chance to, I talked about that earlier, went to a Clipper game with Paulo Yama. And then we left for Vegas Friday morning. So essentially, once we finished the show, my drunk ass had to stumble around and pack. And the homies came out, man. We had a solid crew. So it was myself and Kristen, obviously. This man over here obviously came through. Dwayne came through. Chandru from the Showdown came through. Ashtar, a friend of mine, another couple, Dom and Tia. The World Girls came out. Cheryl, who I think is in here too. Cheryl came all the way from the East Coast to come and kick it with us, man. And it was awesome. And Jay, I don't know if you remember, we started with Omega Mart, and like I had told him to like prepare whatever. He's like, Nick, you didn't really tell me what this is. Then we got there and he was like, what the fuck ass trip you take me to? But it was cool, man.
Like, what is this shit? Man, I was like, the fuck is this? It was just the wildest shit ever. I just was like,
but it was okay. Dope though, right?
It was weird because it was like shit that would happen, and then the employees have to go along with it. So it'd be like these announcers and employees just standing like this. I was like, hey, little white girl, if you don't move while I'm just standing here, it's like it's just I digress.
Yeah, man. So it was super cool. We did Top Golf. Top Golf was fun as hell. The funny thing is, Jay is actually a pretty decent driver. Like, he's a good golfer, and that we're like hitting off the tee. He doesn't do what Charles Barkley, where he like looks weird while he's doing it. But he has the most ridiculous after poses that I straight up called him out, like Yelena from Black Widow, and I was like, okay, poser, because he would literally hit it. Make sure my pants don't fall down. Jay would hit this shit. He'd be like. And I'm like, nigga, what? Why do you look like you bowling? Every time you do this, you look like you bowling. But yo, that was hella fun. Hey, yo.
Fuck man. You. Oh, fuck you.
We went to the strip club on Friday before Top Golf, and that was fun. That was a little drama. Both Jay and I. Jay will get to his. I had a little drama where I had all the money collected to go to for the table at the strip club, because we got the table for free. We got let in for free. We just had to pay for the bottle. And the bottle was buy one, get one. So buy one bottle, they're going to give us another, right? So I'm like, cool. Here's my card. More than enough money for it, right? But my bank goes,
it is you. It is you.
It is you in Vegas buying strippers. So,
hey nigga, your card was, nigga, the bank hit you up. I was like, hey, fam. Hey, Nick, it is you.
You should see you. So, as a matter of fact, it reminds me the first card I tried, I need to call them so they will unlock my shit. I still haven't done it because I didn't use it the rest of the weekend. So, I was just like, I'll deal with it when I deal with it. But the funny thing is, I was getting roasted by Jordan for this because, like, when the crew bought me a lap dance, and when we were talking, she was telling me about, like, oh, she's getting her degree and all this stuff. And I told her what my proposal plan was. Like, you know, coming in the near-ish future. And so I told Jordan was like, nigga, she was putting her ass on your lap and you were telling her about how you about to propose to your girlfriend. And I was like, yeah, we're just having a real talk. Like, she was clapping them cheeks. I was like, yo.
Both of these niggas, you and Jordan. I was over there. I was like, what you thinking?
That was hilarious. That was hilarious when you were like, yo, nigga, are y'all buying a house in Texas? Like, what you
like, need? You niggas out there, like, what the fuck? So,
I need 1 second. So, I'll finish my story afterwards. But Jay, why don't you go for a minute? Because I gotta finish up real quick. So, Mr. Jay Washington,
my nigga,
nigga
moment,
man,
nigga,
my nigga.
What you been doing?
Philip,
this nigga didn't realize he didn't mute the mic. No, I'm gonna mute him. I'm just gonna mute him. So I've never. Done Vegas, right? Never in my life. I'm a grown ass man. I've been to Vegas 2 times before. Each time I was working. First time I went, we were driving through when I was moving here from Chicago. Stopped in Vegas, did stand-up shows. Second time I was in Vegas, I flew in to do the Juneteenth wrestling show at Versus Pro Studios. Had my match, went to the back, changed clothes, went back to the airport. So I never done Vegas. All right. So the Omega Mart shit, I was like, what type of acid trip shit is this? The strip club. These were the most lackadaisical, I don't want to be here ass strippers I've ever seen in my fucking life. Every girl got to the stage just was like, well, bitch, I guess. Yeah, what is Friday? I mean, I don't know. It was like 18 girls came out all with their purses. Like, don't none of you bitches trust nobody in the back to leave your purse down.
apparently not, bro. Not a single one of them. Not a single one of them.
Not a single one. I was like, yo, this smoke. There was one girl giving the dude a lap dance, and she still had her glasses on. I was like, if your little ass, the little blind, thick ass don't take these glasses off and get that man what he paid for. I just felt like these strippers did not want to do anything. Like, all of them, the whole team was just there like, well, I don't know. It's supposed to be a fight weekend. I was really, really mad, okay? I was really upset. I was upset about it. So that happened. So I'll stop my part of the story and that he's
back. Okay, okay, cool. So a couple people saying like, hey, man, aren't you concerned that Chris is watching? Well, we've talked about this. I'm not going to tell you what the plan is. If anything, she knows because the one thing she requested of me is she said, do not pose and have my nails looking all fucked up. So I got her girls to make it a thing that they will all get their nails done once a month, and I'll just do it randomly so that she has no idea what's coming, and then it's not an issue. You know what I'm saying? So we're not worried about that. But anyway, so
tell somebody if it can. I understand what she's saying, but at the same time,
there's a number of women that have said that before. They're like, don't you let my fucking engagement photo, my nails looking all jaggedy and shit. That's a real thing. That makes sense.
Nah, I'm telling you something. This is the hood nigga in me. For those who don't understand what that means, it means this terminology is going to be a little bit different than what you're used to hearing. The hood nigga in me is like the real bitch and her, like, get this bitch a ring. And even though her shit all chipped up, she going to know that after it's done, she going to take some better photos. But she going to be like, oh my God, I don't know no woman like, ooh, give me my ring. And then she do her fingers like this nigga so you don't see the tips.
I'm not going to do that to her, bro. It's a super zoom in of just the knuckle. It's just the knuckle. It's like all the rest of this shit she's doing, like, she looks like she's flicking it off, and she's just like, look at it.
Let me answer this question right now to Weed Man Wade and the many other people who think they were probably answering this question. Jay, did you lick any thighs? Jay ain't lick shit. Jay didn't do nothing, anything. Jay realized he's the ugly dude in the group and then realized he did some drunk shit and caught it on his life. So that is all. Let us stay that. Move on to your next day to Top Golf, nigga. Okay, God, I'm looking at the camera and my peripheral sees you on the screen.
Oh. Okay, so there was one other thing about Friday. I forgot. So we left the strip club and we ended up going to this cheap-ass bar called Stage Door. And so we get there and I'm like, I'm not drunk no more. I've sobered up at this point. Let me go ahead and cop one more shot or whatever. So I go to take a pickle back. So I take the whiskey and I'm like, ooh, I didn't really like that. And as I go to take the fucking pickle juice, I go, oh no, this is way too fucking salty. And I was like, uh-oh. And I was like, hey, y'all, I'll be right back. They're just completely calm. I didn't say to nobody. I was like, I just said, hey, y'all, I'll be right back. Like, very calm. Went into the bathroom, saw the floor, was like, I am not kneeling down in these new ass jeans on this floor. So I nigga, when I tell you, I lived in the toilet seat and from a full standing position was just ages. Like, and it was that thing, it was that, you remember a Family Guy when they take the Ipecac? And at one point it's like, yep. No more, I don't, that was me. I literally was like, oh, please, Jesus, let that be.
Oh, nigga, I go, where was we? I'm trying to think, where was we at? I think where the fuck was I at one of the days? Nigga, I went in the bathroom. I was like, hover, push out. So continue.
So Top Golf was dope. We're essentially everybody's really hungover. So I get there a little bit earlier with my boy Jordan, and that's when Cheryl came into town. And we were just kind of holding it down until people showed up. And then we got the two bays and we started golfing, man. And like again, it's funny, my dad tried to get me to golf when I was a kid. And I was not bad. Like, I wasn't going to make no pro tours or amateur tours or nothing, but like, I was a decent golfer, but I am trash now. I am absolute trash. But the cool thing was, as we went on, my buddy Dom was there. He golfs. And so he was just like, hey man, I'm watching your foot go all the way this way. I'm watching like, you need to choke up more. And like, as I started doing this stuff, I actually got better and better. So like, I'm like excited to go golfing now based off of that shit. So that was cool. Also, you got somebody over here trying to offer you a date.
She loves all you do, and she is 28. That's the wildest shit I've ever had come in the chat before. Like, it's probably the third wildest shit I've ever had. I gotta remember, we've been doing this show for 2 years. Like, yes, the fuck I can. Give me the hell that you can't. Yada yada yada. Like,
he definitely had to. That might be a what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas, sort of. Anyway, so we, after Top Golf, we latched.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
We, after Top Golf, Saturday night was the club. We went to see Lil Jon do a DJ set at Hakkasan. And Jay will tell his side of that story when Jay finishes his part of Nigga What You Been Doing. But it was dope. We essentially had like a private room area. Like you couldn't see him directly where we were because we were off to the corner. But they gave us a big ass TV to be able to see him straight on. And honestly, I need to see him. It was cool to have our own private room to just dance and take shots and shit, bro. So no, I'm about to give you the props. I thought
you know that's what it is. Nigga, I'm sitting like
I'm trying to save that for your part of the story because I'm sure you want to express how you had the same bank issues where they're like, nigga, what you been doing? Essentially. So that was super fucking dope. So we did that, including Lil Jon screaming. I'm sure y'all saw it on the Blurred's Instagram. He's played Get Low, and he did the Windows to the Walls. Goes, hold up, niggas. Y'all ain't gonna fuck this shit up. Now show me where the windows are. And everybody's pointing in a different direction. He goes, y'all niggas is stupid. The windows is to the left. The walls is to the right. And we're gonna try this shit all over again. But that shit was super fucking dope. Once we finished that up, on Sunday, we spent the first half of the day just like watching football and shit. Once that all and gambling some, and then once that ended, some of us went to Gordon Ramsay's steak. I forgot on Friday I went to Hell's Kitchen, which was fucking dope. And then Sunday we did Gordon Ramsay's steak, and then we went to Fremont Street, which was dope. It was like, which is old Vegas, man, old downtown Vegas, but like that was the strip before the current strip.
Right.
And so that's where a lot of the Vegas locals go to. So not only are there much cheaper tables there, which is super dope. So we were there for a while doing that. Just all sorts of stuff. And we ended up over at karaoke. I did Roses again. People were out here doing it. Met a fan of the Schmodown, of Blurreds, of all that shit. He was like, nigga, I know you from somewhere. I don't know why I fucking know you, but I know you from somewhere. And I was like, I don't know. I'm acting host of shit. He's like, that's it, nigga, you be on the internet and shit, don't you? Nigga, I'm on the internet and shit. And like, you dope, dog. Like, I just wanted to like give you a shot. Like, hell yeah. And he was cool because when you get in and it's your birthday, the bartender immediately gives you a jello shot and like a syringe. So once he heard that, he was like, you get your birthday shot? I was like, yeah, man. She gave me the birthday. She's like, man, fuck that nigga. Here's another one. And I was like, okay. So did that, hung out, had a good time. And then we came back. And I'm trying to remember if we did anything else or if we just called it. But that was pretty much it. The next day, got in there and got the fuck up out. And I had a great
time. Hold on. Wait, man. Wait real quick. I had to cut you off. He says, the Streamlabs work if anybody else? Because something's telling me it went wrong. Okay, so I just see one thing that came through. That's the only thing I see. I want to make sure we just clarify this real quick. If you're trying to send anything else, and if Streamlabs is not working, I would just literally suggest you
the
Cash
App. One of the Cash Apps or the Venmo. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Just the one. I don't know what's going on with them. But anyways, so it was super dope, man. I had a great time. I tried to get like it sucks, y'all. I learned this new craps fucking strategy. And I put that shit into effect. And when we were gambling the first time, and I went up 233. I left only up about 60 because I was only playing with the winnings. But I'm okay with that if, like, you know what I'm saying? If I if I still left in the positive gambling-wise, like, that's a fucking win. I just was hoping to – a super win for me is not even leaving rich. It's leaving where I ultimately paid for nothing because I won enough money to cover everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the strategy is super dope. I really like it. You just have to have some, like a solid amount of seed money to make it work. But it worked really well. And I'm down. Next time I go to Vegas, I'm down to try it again. But that's me. So, Jay, tell him your side of Vegas, man. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to tell him about what happened. Because I had to calm you down at one point. I was like, nigga, it's okay. You realize I did the same shit last night.
So, I've been using my bank card. I made sure, like, we all put in on it and everything just to do. Because when you get a table, there's a certain minimum you got to have. And I was like, all right, I talked to my man. So I was like, yo, it's $1,000 minimum. Cool. You get a bottle. Here's the thing that Vegas gets you at. One bottle is at minimum $750. So you have to get two. It forces you to get two unless you get a bottle like champagne.
What happened? I thought that we didn't pay for the bottle. We paid for the table.
No. You pay for the it's a minimum of what you have to spend initially.
So that's why then the gratuity was up because when we had to send you some more, I thought we were at the 1500 that we were supposed to be at when we were up.
So they got you quickly. So, but I give my bank card because I'm like, I know this shit is here. She was like, well,
So your car was declined.
Excuse me?
No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the cash. I'll read the cash app in a minute, but one just came.
I was like, excuse me? It was what? And I was like, okay. She was like, because then I get the text message from my bank. Is this you? Yes, nigga. And that was how I responded. And so they was like, okay, have them run it again. And they ran it again. They got declined. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Take my credit card. And it went through. I was like, whew, okay. So then that went through, right? So then, like, it went back through. So then, you know, after a while, I was like, yo, we're going to have to get another bottle. So here's the thing. The shit adds up quickly. And if you got people partying, drinking, like, you got to figure out how y'all going to do it. Because, again, we, you know, I've been clubbing in regular situations. I've never clubbed in Vegas. So I don't understand. Like, let me just sell this off jump. Bottle service VIP is a sham. It's a scam. It's a get-rich-quick scheme. Nigga, I used to work downtown L.A. A bottle of Jameson cost $350. You know how much I can go buy a bottle of Jameson for right now?
For like $20.
$20.
Yeah.
$20. So
$25 maybe, if depending on what part of town you're in.
Right. And so that happened. So that was cool. Like I said, we ended that night. People hung out for a minute. Sunday, after everybody went karaoke, I had the earliest flight. So it was like 1:30-something in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It was like 1:30-something in the morning. I was like, yo, I got to go. Because also earlier in that night on Sunday, I found out that a friend of mine, Anna Edwards, she's been a friend for 15 years, and she's been like a surrogate mom to me and many others. She passed away. And so it just came out of nowhere. So I was like, fuck, I don't want to really bring the mood down, bringing why I'm trying to just, you know, keep going because it's for you. So then, again, like I said, even on top of that, I still had to get up at 5 in the morning. So when I go back to the room, I'm already buzzed like everybody else. I can't go to sleep because, like, really sleep. So I slept like maybe 2 hours. Got up, go to the airport to come back Monday, 8 o'clock flight. Get here in my apartment about 10. What does my dumb ass do? Change clothes. We finna go to the gym for 2 hours. I go to the gym, come back home, clean up, take a whole bath. Guess what I got to do? Go see a movie we'll talk about in a second briefly with no spoilers. Then after I do this movie, I got to go home. And then I didn't even go home after the movie. I had to go do a stand-up show last night. I got in this motherfucker and just looked at the walls and just was like, so that was that. Also, I learned that when I'm out with people and I've been drinking a lot, I have to give people my phone. That's all I'm going to say.
Nigga, can we say that at least the one that you put on your Instagram story that had me fucking dying? This nigga, because we went to the strip club and my homie Jordan got us all cigars. My nigga was like, if I'm going to see the strippers, you know I got to be blinged out. So he had a button-down shirt. He had this fat ass fucking.
No, I didn't have my button down. I didn't have my button down until the club. I had on my Wu-Tang Chicago hoodie. I know, okay, what I had on that day.
In the darkness, it looked like you were. But either way, this nigga had a fucking ring with hella bling on it, a fucking chain, and this nigga had a cigar and took a video of himself out here being like, "Why y'all just let me be out here looking like Wilson Fisk? Why you make it seem like I'm out here trying to take over Michael Clark Duncan and kick Vincent D'Onofrio out this motherfucker? Like, why the fuck y'all let me do this?" I was like, nigga, I'm not your keeper. If you have your phone and you sitting here smoking on a cigar and you decide to make a video because you think it looks cool, whose fault is that?
I just didn't know that had happened until I looked at my story. I was like, what the fuck is this? So
well, I saved the video for prosperity. I went and screen capped that shit because it was too funny.
I bet you did, you whore. And then I became, so for everybody think I'm drunk dialing, I didn't drunk call anybody, okay? I did not dial out to anybody. Let's just say that, okay? I didn't dial shit.
No comment.
I tweeted. And so it sounded like Soy Pass Gas. I tweeted.
But my question. Did you delete it yet?
Yeah, nigga. When you niggas kept coming to me at Top Golf, was like, nigga, you still ain't deleted it? I was like, oh yeah. Because at first, I was at the point I was like, nigga, it's out here, I guess. And then the moment when Dwayne and Jordan and you start crying laughing, when two people start looking at each other, I was like,
It was because, okay, all I'll say is this. Jay decided that he thought it was okay to continue to roast me at my birthday party incessantly. He went, and I was just waiting for my turn to golf. And then when I was about to swing, he said some other joke. And I was like, you know what, nigga? Go ahead. Keep roasting the nigga. Why don't you put it on Twitter since you put everything else on there? And I thought I killed Dwayne. Dwayne was laughing so hard, I generally thought that nigga was going to die. I was
never,
so I
never heard this nigga, never heard this nigga holler laughing ever in life like that. You know, you all be the people, you know how y'all be the people, and you know, they laugh and you hear him laugh and everything. And this nigga Dwayne turned red.
He was red. He was choking. He was laughing so hard. And that's the funny part about it, bro. I think people keep taking my kindness and light-skinnedness for weakness, bro.
I didn't send no dick pics.
There were no dick pics. But I got
dick pics on deck, of course. I made sure I got my angles right, but I don't send them out. Just saying.
But all I'm saying is, y'all keep thinking that if you keep just going, I'm just going to sit there and take it, and I ain't got no comebacks. I'll come back whenever the fuck I want. I just let a lot of shit roll off my back, but I was tired. I was, because this nigga was making comments about the back of my head.
When I tried to sit up,
he said, I'm not done. And I was like,
this is what you're not going to do. This is what you're not going to do. This is what you're not going to do. Ladies and gentlemen and fans of the neighborhood, I love Winston A. Marshall like a little brother. And that nigga has dreads. But this nigga back in his head looked like a child from Good Times. And this nigga got... What?
All I'm saying.
So
I'm aware.
I asked our friend. I didn't want to say anybody else. I said, Tia, can you come in? She was like, what? I need a black woman for this. Just to make
and
sure.
And then this nigga just kept pushing my fucking... I was like, you got one more time to push my fucking head down, bitch. You got one more motherfucking time. So that's why I saw... Dwayne being red. I saw red. And so I just fucking flipped off at the goddamn mouth because I was tired of that shit.
And then I'm showing Dwayne. So then I'm showing either Dwayne or somebody else, like, yo, I'm going to delete this app on my phone. I'm talking about the Citizen app. I said,
Oh, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. So he goes, the Citizen app makes a noise. And I know it's the Citizen noise, but I'm not paying attention. And then he goes, I'm going to have to delete this app. And me and Dwayne and Jordan all simultaneously go, Twitter? And he was like, no, you bitches.
It was like, these niggas say, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about that. That was hilarious, bro.
So, in other words, then, you know, what I'm saying is, I might have said something, and then I was like, boy, don't I feel fucking stupid afterwards. I felt stupid for 36 hours afterwards. So now, can we move on? Yada, yada, yada. I will yada, yada, yada this shit all day, nigga.
That's fine. We don't have a whole lot of stories to talk about today, but we do have one major one, obviously. Jay and myself both saw Spider-Man No Way Home yesterday afternoon.
Whoopi Goldberg's lips appear through a portal, nigga. It's lips the ceiling from The Color Purple.
We're not going to do that.
If you look at the bottom right, in the bottom at the streets of New York, there's Whoopi Goldberg's lips coming out. And
all right. So Jay and I are going to record a spoiler review, and we're going to put it here on the Blurge channel. That'll come out later this week, probably either Friday or Saturday. But Jay, just initial thoughts of the film. Just what did you think?
To see Jay-Z show up and then have Spidey throw up the rock. Nigga, I put it on Facebook, and nigga, why you spoiling the movie?
I know. I'm like, you're a piece of shit, bro. You're a piece of shit for that.
It was for me, I loved it because even if certain things didn't pan out what you wanted, it was still a Spider-Man movie, and for the most part, they've been good, especially the Tom Holland series. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed it. The fact that we finally got Mephisto, I was happy.
Will you stop this shit, nigga? Stop ruining things. Like, this is, you go scare everybody off. But okay, so.
If Mephisto showed up already, nigga, a picture of Mephisto.
Well, considering that Variety has, and do not go to Variety today, y'all. The review that they did there, they once again decided to just spill all the tea like assholes. Like,
Spidey says they said it too. I'm so here for the fake spoilers because I know it makes some people heated as fuck. Man, one of my boys texted me today and was like, I put everything on Twitter, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Like, the funny thing is, I get like,
fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
He really walked away. I don't know where he went. He really walked away. So here are just some of my initial thoughts. Now, first things first, I've been telling y'all about my YouTube channel for a while now, youtube.com/theswaggyblurred. Please go over there. I actually did a non-spoiler review. I did like a really nice breakdown on that. So please, I'm trying to get those numbers up. I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff on the channel, some sketches and reviews and stuff. So would love to have you over there. But my initial just quick thoughts, and then you can watch that. This is my favorite live-action Spider-Man movie. Spider-Verse for me still squeaks out. I think that there's just something very special about Spider-Verse, including the fact I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be a little bit biased being a black man, seeing a black superhero is just going to end up a black family and how that functions. It is what it is. But I honestly think that as good as this movie that I just saw was, I still think it's a little better. That being said, it's very close for me. This is a crazy roller coaster that I would highly recommend. If you got to like punch an old lady, don't wait next week to watch this. Watch it this weekend. You have to see it this weekend. I'm not actually encouraging that you do that, but do what you got to do to see this film this weekend. That's all I'm telling.
Oh my Lord Jesus.
Somebody's asked.
Well, shit.
Somebody's asking how many post-credit scenes. We can tell you there's a mid-credit and there's an end credit, so stay to the very end.
Here's the thing, too. Let me ask this question.
Why people still leave?
Why do people still fucking leave?
I don't know. My only thought is maybe the person that left maybe doesn't really give a shit as much as the rest of the people that were there, because for us to go to that screening, they take all your shit. So the dude was probably like, I want to get the validation. I want to get my shit before everybody else does. So he took off before a line formed. There's a lot of us in that theater, so I get it, but that was stupid. I don't know why you wouldn't just suck it up. The line wasn't that bad.
No.
But the one of the scenes has major implications of future stuff, and then the other scene set some stuff up too, so definitely watch them. They're great. They're absolutely great. Any other last non... And like I said, come back on Friday or Saturday, Jay, and I will have a full spoiler review for you. And
I'm not saying nothing else, because I know if I go any further from here, I probably accidentally spoil some shit.
Like, that's fair.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all this. Nigga, you get some of Kelsey Grammer's big toe as Beast. It come through one of the voids, and you like, yo, that's that nigga toe. And you like, my God. And that's the police coming. They're trying to...
They're coming to come fuck you up. They are essentially coming to fuck you up, man. That would be the only thing that I could think of. And speaking of fucking shit up, Drake kind of fucked up this concert, bro. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but
here go the king of segways. This motherfucker.
I told him the king of segways, bro. King of segways. And the funny thing is, I normally will have thought about it as we're talking. I literally was like, Jay's gonna fuck this shit up. I was like, how do I transition that? And it became essentially a segue freestyle that led me to this. So Kanye and Drake did that Free Larry Hoover concert on Thursday.
Free the man. Free the man.
It happened essentially in the middle of the show, or right after the show you guys were here with us.
Well, no, it happened after the show. It didn't start. It didn't start until damn near 9 o'clock. You can watch it currently. The entire thing is available to watch on Amazon Prime.
Word. So I'll have to check that out myself. But apparently Kanye did all of the hits.
Wait, first of all, this is what we're not going to do. Since you got to say you got to check it out, allow me to take over here, sir, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West, after being told about himself by one Jay Prince, told him to get off that dumb shit, went up there and performed like Kanye West of old. That man started with hits from College Dropout, went to...
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're doing the Chicago thing. I got it. I was going to say the same thing, but you essentially decided that in order for this to be talked about, it needed to be like this.
Show us number five, King. Where's number five? Show us five. Where's five? Hold it up. All right. Clap for King.
That's Jay right now with Kanye. Show us College Dropout, King. College Dropout. What's up? Southside, Chicago.
Kanye kept dropping hit after hit, like, and Drake came up and did his new shit, but then on top of it, did the song where he is dissing Kanye, and niggas was like, here's the thing, too.
He did apparently only Certified Lover Boy, which is people were such like, nigga, I don't know these songs yet. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, like, yeah, I get it. Some of the songs are in rotation, but everybody don't know some of the Certified Lover Boy. But niggas know Jesus Walks, niggas know Through the Wire, all the shit he hit. Like, yo, it was so dope. It was so dope. And again, somebody in the chat is asking about the PS5. It's gone. One of my homies back at the crib bought that, so the PS5 is gone.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it was such a dope moment to see. You know, again, it's about prison reform in itself. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see the concert. I'm just really
that's hilarious. Now that I read it in full,
the I little girl clapping it. I don't remember. I don't remember. Hold on, which
show us number five, King.
I'm looking at the little boy. So which one? At the one at the top.
Show us five. Where's five? Yeah. Hold it up. All right, clap for King.
Look at me.
Clap for King. All right, King. Show us number one.
Hold on, I gotta see it again. Let's see.
All right, clap for King. Clap for King.
Okay. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and she might be mad at me for this, but I'll deal with it later. That there's a little bit of truth to it because Kristen, my awkward phase was in middle school. Kristen's was right around that age, so that actually kind of checks out where she probably would have been doing. Like, obviously, my woman is beautiful, so. But we joke about this all the time that, like, as a little baby, she's a little awkward looking. And it happens. It's fine. Oh, is my mom here? Hold on.
Your mama. Oh, yeah, Lord.
She wanted to come over. Mom, you want to come say hi? Huh? You want to come say hi? Okay. Also, so y'all, she said, so did y'all all send it to that email that we put in the last show? I'm gonna put it on the banner again because she's waiting to send everybody's at once. So when those that won, if she doesn't hear from you, so hi, Mama.
Your mama got on green.
Oh, she got on green. Oh, Jesus. No, because
hey, you are
green, so you're green screening out. That's why you got a bunch of comics on your chest.
Hey, you guys, I brought a gift. I don't know why. I only got an email from somebody. So
who's, do you know who that person was?
Yes. He kind of has a New Orleans-ish name. I don't know.
A New Orleans-ish name.
He won the angel ornament.
He won the angel ornament. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back and watch the show because I just threw the paper away today.
But anyway, you guys.
Okay.
Jay and Alex, you got to figure out how to give this away. It's a $40 value. I'm not in it. They can figure it out. Oops.
The Black Nutcracker.
Ooh, well, I thought you were already giving one away.
I'm giving another one.
She's giving another one away. All right. So we'll figure it out. In honor of my birthday. So we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay, you guys. Merry Christmas. I look crazy.
No, you don't. That's okay. You do, I mean, sort of, because you look like a comic book wall. But, you know.
I thought you just liked my green.
No, okay. I do like your green.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, Alex. Bye, Jen.
Bye.
That was actually really funny. Mama Mars greater than the blue. Damn. Also, my mama got powers. Confirmed.
Mama got powers.
All right. Sent to the new email. Okay, cool.
Google. Yeah, so everybody make sure you send their shit. If you're watching it on replay.
So Jimmy, yes, same one. That first email didn't work. That email you see at the bottom right there, send it there.
All right, so where are we here?
Where were we? We were talking about the concert. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
Like I said, I enjoyed it. Again, to see the Sunday Service Choir do a cover of Adele's Easy On Me, I was like, let's go. Let's go. So... Yeah. It is what it is. So let's keep this moving.
No, I'll definitely check it out, but let's definitely go to the next one. So this one was just funny because essentially the Shapiros have run their mouth again and black people just went for it, dog. So I know you know more about the story than I do, so I'm going to let you take the reins.
So Ben Shapiro's weird ass sister, Abby, decided to go on Twitter and do a comparison of Madonna at 63 versus Nancy Reagan at 63. Now, Madonna is always going to be sexy and flashy. And she's been one of those I'm trying to think of the terminology we use nowadays, but she's been the one sexually free and whatever. And she's always done it. And it was a picture of Madonna in a bed, laid out with some fishnets. And it's Nancy Reagan looking like a photo from the Waltons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's because I got the photo from the thing. She has her titty out. One titty's covered by her hair. The other titty has a little heart emoji over it for Madonna, which is whatever. Madonna's been doing her thing forever. She looks great at 63. And then Nancy Reagan at 64, I mean, she looks fine, I guess.
I'll do this. I'll share the screen real quick.
Right.
I'll share the screen, and if it comes up larger, then it just does. If not, I don't give a shit. I'm trying. Jesus work on me. Classically, I said, bitch. All right. Let me go ahead and let's share. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to zoom in because that's what I should do. So this is Madonna at 63. This is Nancy Reagan. Trashy living versus classy living. Which version of yourself do you want to be, right? So there's Nancy, Ronald, all the kids, et cetera, et cetera. And there's Madonna looking like she'll still get the dick in some Louboutins. So let's just be real, okay? So she says, which one do you choose? Here's the thing. What Abby Shapiro didn't know was it is historically proven that Nancy Reagan was the throat goat.
Yo, bro, like it was specifically. So let me just read you from right here. So Abby never read the Village Voice piece that quotes Nancy Reagan's biographer, who wrote that back in the day, Nancy Davis, as she her maiden name. Was known to give the best blowjobs in town. And there's no shame in that game, truly, although it's safe to guess that Abby, who was attempting to shame Madonna, would never have used Nancy Reagan as an example of sterling wholesomeness.
Out of the... They say Nancy Reagan is the reason this happened. So she was giving the MGM lines of head, made him roar.
Oh, nigga. My God. You fucking stupid, bro.
They say Nancy Reagan was known around the MGM lot, nigga. They say Nancy was like, how you doing? How you doing? Like,
bro, she was. They apparently hung her jersey in the rafters. Here's right there, her with her jersey. So, I mean, look, the funny thing is some of the tweets that came out, like one person saying, someone tweeted about Nancy Reagan being a paragon of morality and then getting, quote, tweeted into oblivion about her being the blowjob queen of Hollywood is objectively the funniest thing to happen on this site in years. Good job, everyone. Let's pack it in for the night. And someone else followed up with, Ben Shapiro's sister trying to pay Nancy Reagan a compliment and instead of exposing millions at this point, bro. Millions of people to the fact that she was the blowjob queen of Hollywood is what this site was made for.
Nigga, Hulu will have a documentary on Nancy Reagan's throat in 72 hours at this rate.
Wait, here's more of the quote. So born Anne Frances Robbins, Nancy, the book had alleged, was renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex. Furthermore, she was reportedly known to perform said oral sex not only in the evening, but in the offices. And that was one of the reasons that she was very popular in the MGM lot. That's why you...
You a CEO or a producer, right? And you got to make these decisions whether the green light's on. You stress out. And she come in and you got a goddamn scotch in your hand. She's like, I got something better than that scotch. She's like, what? And she under the table. And it's just like...
Wondering why Nancy Reagan was trending on my birthday. So that's actually hilarious. So black people, that's white people say that shit. Black people were like, this one woman goes, the fact that people tried to slut shame Madonna and her stans gallantly rode into the annals of history and revealed Nancy Reagan fellatiated the entire MGM lot. It's so beautiful to be as a feminist.
Bro. Just fellatiated that shit, bro. Like,
so I just... That's amazing. I think it just further proves the fact that why don't you just not give a shit about what people are doing with their sex lives? Like, mind your own goddamn business, bitch.
Well, that's because, again, and I've stated on this show before, I've stated it on social media and other places publicly, if you make your entire identity based off your political affiliation and you don't work in politics, there's something wrong with you. I don't give a fuck who you are, right? It is this thing of... Oh, we're conservatives. We have so much morality and we're so much better than everywhere. We're so much better than everyone else, et cetera, et cetera. But in all actuality, you don't. You don't.
We were having this conversation. It's the same thing for all these fuckheads anti-choice, anti-abortion, all that shit. They're not pro-life.
They're make sure someone has to fucking have the kid and then good luck, figure it the fuck out.
Yep.
So no, miss me with your morality bullshit. I'm not, you were wrong, period. Like both sides have shit to fucking answer for. I just think that the right has more to answer for because you're willing to let motherfuckers die and suffer all goddamn day.
Pause, Jay. Why do you make that noise so easy? What? I just said, look.
Yeah, the go. That's, yeah.
Nigga, I've watched so much porn, I know the sound effects. Like,
speaking of porn sound effects, Pope Francis says extramarital sins are no big deal. See, nigga, I'm the goddamn king. I'm the fucking king. Nigga! I am the fucking Segway king, nigga. Like, if people buy me a Segway with the swaggy blurred written on it, I'll never ride that bitch, but I will display it, okay? Because I am the fucking god of that shit, bro. Segway god at this point.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Bro, look at these comments. Wow, son of a... How the fuck was this stuff? This nigga is a transition code. Shops are goddamn... Segway King! Oh, my voice is gonna go even further away. Oh, God. By the end of this, I'm literally gonna... sound like
congratulations! Oh my god!
I'm gonna sound like that. Oh my god! Okay, man. So tell me about this story because you sort of told me about it, but I didn't get a chance to check it out.
So according to Pope Francis, who seems to be one of the coolest popes out here running, right? The Pope has come out and said that extramarital sins are no big deal. Like, we all, again, this level of morality that we all hold up, this level of, you know, you're supposed to do this and that, and if you're cheating, it's a sin, and you're going to go to hell, et cetera, et cetera. He says the sins of the flesh are not that serious. He says lust is not the worst of the seven deadly sins. He goes and says there are worse indiscretions, than sex outside of
marriage.
Pride
and hatred apparently are the two biggest ones that he says
are the problem. Two,
which makes sense. One. Think about what pride and hatred ends up being, bro. Mitch fucking McConnell, Donald Trump, these niggas that are so about their fucking ego and they're so about shitting on people they don't fucking like and shit. That makes a lot of goddamn sense. So, amen. So, I don't know. I just think this Pope is kind of dope, man. I honestly think that he's kind of dope.
I think the Pope is kind of dope. All right. I got one stream lab here, and it came from Alberto Rios. Okay. And you said you had...
Before we get to that stream lab, you know how we're saying that pride and hatred are the worst? You know what also includes pride and hatred? Slavery, nigga. Like the slavery that was happening in Georgia. Jay, why don't you take this story away, dog? You're not gonna explain why there was slavery in Georgia, nigga?
This bitch.
Bro, I'm out here looking like Steph Curry, bro. I'm out here hitting training these threes like it's nobody's motherfucking business.
So I don't have an asset for it, but 24 people have been indicted in Georgia in a case that the fans are calling modern day slavery with over 100 migrants free. Now, they said in Georgia, a grand jury indicted 2 dozen people in what police are calling modern slavery, with the case of organized crime that exploited an H-2A visa program for migrant workers after more than 100 were freed from working in hard labor. Now, the authorities said the defendants earned $200 million by bringing migrants to the U.S. to work as agricultural workers in horrendous conditions. Now, a federal program that, the H-2A program requires that they be paid fairly, often to $10 to $12 an hour, but they were paid little to no money. According to prosecutors, the defendants kept the remaining cash and bought items such as a nightclub and dozens of vehicles. And they also laundered millions of dollars through a casino, according to the indictment. The reason they said reportedly, at least two of the migrants died and another was repeatedly sexually assaulted, according to the authorities.
Good catch. Not that we personally don't have a problem calling it out for what it is. If we say it, YouTube will bury this video. So it's kind of annoying.
Here was the problem.
Yeah.
The story initially came up via Twitter on AJ Plus's thing. And they were saying everything else but slavery. Here's the issue. You notice how most of y'all probably haven't heard of that story until we brought it up?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about it until you told me.
Until I told you about it. This is just, it's, I don't get it. Well, I guess I don't get it.
I do. Let's call a spade a spade, which I know we're not supposed to say that, because that in itself is a racist term. But this is a situation where what rules this land above all else is money. Let's just be 1,000% honest about that shit. Not actual morality. Fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people, we saw the hatred that was coming out of Trump's mouth, and people were like, well, I voted for him because, like, you know, he's a businessman and I feel like maybe he'll cut me a break on some of these taxes and shit and blah, blah, blah. It always comes down to fucking money. And so that's the same reason why they didn't like, I mean, they hated niggas. Let's be real. They did not like us back in the day and they don't like brown people now. Right. But more so than anything was the money. There were plenty of people that were considered kind slave masters that were like, yeah, do your work. I'll give you a good Christmas meal, all that stupid shit. But that, it's bullshit. They see people that they feel that they could get away with doing that because they're not human in their eyes. And then they're like, I'm going to make the most money out of these motherfuckers as I can. It's a piece of shit.
The program states that they're to be paid between $10 to $12 an hour. There's a program for bringing in migrant workers. So let's make sure it's known that this was supposed to be done the legal way. But again, slavery was legal. Remember this. Slavery was legal and people who helped slaves were considered criminals. Slavery was legal and runaway slaves were considered criminals. That's all I want to say about that. All right. So go ahead. I read the only Streamlab that we had because, again, everyone said they were having issues with them.
No worries.
So you said you got something.
Yeah, let me pull up the Cash App. I guess I closed it, so I just need to open it back up.
Mm-hmm.
I got one over here from Mind Your Business who says, thank you so much for the donation, says, to start a fleshlight fund for Jay.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
I said, bitch.
Speaking of bitches, Black China was holding some white bitches hostage. Jay, you want to take this story?
Bitch. Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
You just not even going to attempt to pick that one up, bro.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Come on, man. Come on. Look, you got to wait. You dribble for a minute. You got a shot clock. You fucking waiting. You wait. You see the lane. You fucking drive to the hole. You can go with it. You got it. What was it when Kobe did the Kobe system, them commercials? It was power and speed. You had to.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
Also, he's right. I'm not going to say it too loud because my mama in the other room, but even I got one, nigga. So
I don't want no motherfucking fleshlight.
They great, nigga.
No.
They great. Yes, it is. You just got to clean that bitch. But they great.
Nigga, no.
They so great. They bruh.
My China had a white bitch held hostage in the room. Watch this.
Come on, Jen, let's go.
Come on.
Yeah, and you gonna stand outside?
No, we're not standing nowhere, we're leaving.
She crazy?
Hey, bro, shut up.
Nah, that's crazy.
No.
She's crying.
Don't do all that.
Don't do
that extra shit, bro. Don't do that.
Whatever, my. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Come on, baby. It's not your fault. It's not you. You didn't do this. She did this. I'm not going in there. Her. I wanted to kick the door in. You see that?
First of all, don't yell at me. I was very respectful.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to yell.
I just came to help you out. You've been doing all this extra stuff.
All right. Got you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We'll leave. I'm going. I don't want anything to do with her. I'm sorry, sis.
It's wrong. What the f*** is going on? Don't worry about it. We don't have a key, so I don't know.
I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Come here. No. Don't do it.
I'm so sorry, Rowan.
It's not you, Jennifer. It's not your fault.
She's
high on cocaine and crazy.
She was telling me I was so rude.
I'm so sorry you experienced that. You did nothing wrong. She tried to tell us all to shut up and she's gonna kick everybody's ass. I said, you ain't kicking nobody's ass who I came with. And then that made her kick me out the room. You're not gonna disrespect me?
No.
And then you kept my friend in the room? Nah, this. Ain't no way, that's right.
So we just had our first black Karen. What's that, a LaQuisha? Wonder what we call that. Nigga, fuck Blac Chyna for that shit.
That's mm-hmm. her response to that, and I didn't pull the video, is her posting a video she's doing, I think, with BTS or somebody, of her twerking. That was her response to it.
Dude.
With her twerking in it. Here's the thing. Look, let's be real. And this is the thing that everybody I know, that look, Blac Twitter is a beautiful thing. Blac Twitter was like, bitch, you had a white girl crying from holding in the room. You're going to jail. Like you were bogus regardless, right? Like, regardless. But on camera and video, and you smile, bitch, you going to jail. Ain't no I was high. You going the fuck to jail. Like
Tommy Tucker, what kind of R. Kelly shit is this? Locking people up in the fuck, man. I don't speak. Hey, thank you for the assist, Spider Hawk. Speaking of Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living, you know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I don't know. On my COVID shit, bro.
You
more do you want from me? Oh my God.
Hey man, on my COVID shit, two of my jersey after training on a nigga.
Just. Speaking of draining, watch this Karen drain your soul.
Bridget, let's end this emergency. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just body autonomy. I don't care about the variants. Because of natural immunity, I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. And the state of emergency and acknowledge early treatment. Two. Ivermectin, not just horse paste and hydroxychloroquine. Vitamin C and vitamin D. Then the zinc and quercetin. I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home. And my kids should go to school. We don't need to be alone. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. Baby, I am the emergency. Let's have a happy holiday, everybody.
Couple thoughts. One. You're gonna take a Christmas classic by Mariah Carey and you can't even fucking get the tune right, bitch. You notice how she went to the chorus before she finished the fucking verse on the tune?
Second of all,
none of your shit fucking rhymes. You were adding too many syllables. That shit don't work. Third of all, what is this bitch, 12? Why she got a backpack on? Was there a speaker in it, nigga? No. She was wearing a backpack. What's wrong with you? I am. Yeah, she was. She really was. And that was the doo-doo stains along the side. Somehow they had seeped down her leg, nigga. That's why I left the fucking backpack.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
All I have to say is what this proved to me more than anything, I think Parks and Rec has to go up higher than was already ranked as one of the best comedy shows of all time, because you know how they used to do them town halls and niggas would do the same shit. And then she'd be like, no, we can't take every dog and set them free. And it's like, well, all dogs go to heaven. No, we can't do that. Literally, they must have done their motherfucking research, because that's insane. That is insane.
First of all, stop bringing up the Constitution. Clearly, none of y'all know the Constitution. None.
This bitch doesn't know her fucking arpeggios, nigga. She don't know a goddamn thing. She don't even know what the fuck a tune is, bitch. I'm not... I can't... I'm getting so much trouble.
Yeah! No!
I'm getting so much trouble. Mama on the other side of the door and I'm saying all this shit. I'm in so much trouble.
I am tired. Here's the thing. I'm going to say it this way. There are white people doing this stupid shit, knowing good and fucking well they're going to be on videos, but then want to say, I don't know why people say I'm stupid. Look at what you're doing and what you're saying. Look at exactly what you're doing and what you're saying. But you tried to remake All I Want for Christmas Is You, and we would hope All I Want for Christmas is for the Omarion variant to do its job with you. I want it to touch you. I really want
to touch.
I really want the Omarion variant to. I want the Omarosa variant to get all in your system.
You're fired.
But first of all, you stupid motherfuckers, natural immunity is not a possibility in this. It's not. We're way past natural immunity. We're past that. We're 2 years in. That's done. And because you idiots don't understand how science works, because, again, I stand on this. I don't give a fuck what you say. No nigga that say anything in the comments afterwards after we do this. You cannot act like science doesn't exist one way and then need science the next. If your bitch ass catches COVID and you cannot breathe and your life is on the line, just to expire. Because you need science to save you now, when science was trying to save you before. So bitches like that, you can choke on your felt. I give zero fucks.
You said choke on your felt. Wow. That's impressive. That's a new one, man. I wasn't ready for that.
Because it's ridiculous. Stop acting like, oh, horse paste, which somebody just happened to say, let's see what happens. Yes, there is an ivermectin used in certain viruses. In certain versions, but it's not for a novel one. especially when it keeps mutating, you dumb fucks. Oh, hydroxychloroquine, because somebody just said it because it happens to be the president at the time. Had stock in the fucking company, you morons. And also, if he can take it, it's because he's going to have the top doctors in the world monitor any and every. See, I don't think people get this. Joe Rogan, Donald Trump, anyone else that is high profile that has promoted these different items, they have the money to afford the staff and the type of doctors to measure out and monitor every single thing they give them in the proper amounts and dosages. Your dumb ass clearly can't count past 15. And so I hope you overdose while shitting yourself.
I wish we had it. Oh, we do have an applause. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, bad. Also, I got a Cash App over here.
Before you read it, just for that rant, sir.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Blessings. I want to say to this Cash App, as much as I try to give you love on this show, and I tell you I have your motherfucking back, you are an asshole. Jimmy Nails. For a contribution to Jay's Fleshlight Fund.
Hey, look, Jimmy, let me ask you, do you also have a Fleshlight, sir? Because I'm trying to tell you, they're great, okay? They're great.
Won't fucking Fleshlight. I prefer my vagina to have its own soul.
No, of course. It's not. You have to understand, this is not for the day-to-day, but this is for the occasional, like, you know what? I just want something a little different than my hands and lotion. We're going to mix it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You just want
to hear
You just want to hear a kitty cat meow, and if you can't hear that one meow and you can't see this. Meow!
I hate this nigga so much. I hate this nigga. This nigga went from Fleshlight to, in case you want to just hear something meow, so you can hear
this. Buckets.
I hate this nigga so much.
Count it. That day. Count it. I got the rope right here.
So, shout out to Mind Your Business, Wade Dre, which is more like, I think, Weed Man Wade. Sit two. First one says, for dollar number three for the Fleshlight. Next one says, for the Vibrate two, feel soulful.
There you go.
How? If this nigga goes, you should have a Fleshlight. It's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you want the real to have it meow, then you can have this meow.
Nigga. I'm out here doing the Steph Curry three-quarter shot for the win over the fucking OKC in this hole, bro. I'm out here doing the shot. The shot heard around the world. Mike over here crossed that nigga. Ha, holla, nigga. Like, I cannot be stopped. Oh, man, that was a good guttural laugh. That was fun. Oh, I think I'm all wiped out. I guess we should end the show. Jay, tell them where they can find you.
Woo! He did it again, bitch! He did it again! Ah!
I'll be back here on Thursday with y'all. Tomorrow, bro, I'm gonna.
How the fuck? How the fuck?
I will.
Yeah.
I just tomorrow.
Podcast listeners, Patricia Met says, I know I'm a woman, but I got a toy because I hurt my wrist and I'll never go back. Yeah.
I'll be on Suit Up News with my homie Xavier Pope on Twitter at 5:30 Pacific. I know I have a one-on-one scheduled at 5. So, Chris, if you're in here, we're either going to have to go up about 15 minutes earlier or going to cut it directly at 5:30. But I'm just letting you know that. I'll be back here Thursday, and this nigga here will just say what you got to say.
You can find me at the Swaggy Blur, wherever Swaggy Blurs are sold. Instagram, Twitter, and of course, like I mentioned, Facebook. But as I mentioned before, YouTube, I'm going to be really putting more content in the channel in 2022. And we started with that non-spoiler review of No Way Home. So please watch it if you can. If you don't want to hear anything, and I promise you, there's no spoilers. It was just my feelings on the film. You can hit the mute button and let it run. Appreciate the views. Appreciate the likes. You're trying to build that shit up. Please subscribe if you haven't already. That's really big too. I think I'm just shy of 500. I want to maybe try and get to 1,000 by the end of the year if I can. I don't know if I can pull that off, but I'm gonna try. Check out some of the sketches there, man. I got some good stuff on there as well. I'll be here obviously on Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. I will be on Citizen on Friday. I was on it today, but it's quiet day. But I'll be there on Friday. And the big thing with Christian and Coy, we're doing the spoiler review of No Way Home. That should be out probably Friday or Saturday, as well as Jay and I, like we said, we're going to do a spoiler review of No Way Home here on this channel, either Friday or Saturday.
I'm not saying nothing because I already, nope. I'm just going to let you do that.
What do you mean you're not going to say any nothing?
Because I'm going to let you have your moment because you're just feeling good.
So you really going to bitch out right now? Okay, then.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Go ahead and put the rings behind me, you know, real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and walk out all blinged out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the 166th episode of Blurreds in the Hood. Spidey out, nigga.
We're losing recipes.
It's just sad. I just don't know.